For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Last week, the Ingham County Board of Commissioners appointed Dennis Lowney to represent the county's 10th district on Lansing's east side. The vacancy had been created by the resignation of Brian McGrain, who now runs the Economic Development and Planning Department in the city of Lansing. He's worked for Democrats in the State House and Senate and currently is a public affairs representative with the Spicer Group engineering firm. The new county commissioner serves on the Lansing Board of Water and Light Board and is chairman of the Mid-Michigan Environmental Action Council. He says he intends to run for the seat in November. Lowney tells me that when it comes to listening to his constituents, McGrain has been a role model.
To me, that's the ultimate job of anyone who's in positions like this, that you're there to help represent people, you're there to listen to them, but you're also there to make them aware and educate them as to how can you engage them in government and really make sure that they're respected and their opinions are respected. And Brian did a great job with that.
As the newest member of the Board of Commissioners, what do you see as the biggest challenges currently facing Ingham County?
You know, I think the biggest issue coming up will be the whole idea of a justice complex and what we have to do to upgrade the court system, the issues with the jail. The jail at Ingham County is having lots of problems, just physically deteriorating. And when we look across Ingham County, infrastructure is really important. So one of my goals in the long run is to look at making sure we have a strong asset management program and that we can implement that and prioritize our infrastructure so we don't have failings like they did in Flint, or we don't have a jail that's falling apart and we can't house prisoners, or that provide a threat in a courtroom to someone who might be there testifying. So to me, that's number one. And I think from there, there's this issue of the Ingham County health plan and that millage. And that's something that we're going to watch at the federal level, because Michigan's law, when they passed the expansion of Medicaid, left a clause in there that if the federal subsidies were decreased, that they could eliminate that expansion of the Medicaid. So we could have a lot of people, probably around 15,000 to 16,000, that could be impacted if those subsidies go away and if the state decides to drop that expanded Medicaid. And we don't want to leave people out there without opportunities to receive good health care.
Do you think addressing those problems that you've just described will require new sources of revenue or reallocation of current resources?
You know, I spoke to a lot of the commissioners before the appointment. I really wanted to try and get a grasp of where we were at financially. And the budgets are tight. As you know, over the years, the last 10 to 12 years, revenue sharing has continued to be cut. So it really makes the county dependent upon property taxes, which have not raised much above inflation. That being said, there's challenges ahead. We've obviously got pension liabilities that we need to take care of. We don't want to put people's pensions or medical care when they're retired at risk. So we need to address that. But I do think there's opportunities, whether it's through proper asset management, or I recently read an article about in Texas how they saved $3 million from just recalibrating the salt spreaders on their trucks. Now, you know, little things like that add up. They're not the end all, but I do think we need to look at where we want to go and how we can get there in the most efficient manner. And sometimes we have to spend a little more to be more efficient. So I see that this is an overall plan, and there's a lot of good commissioners that are more familiar with the budget and more familiar with operations that I want to work with and learn to see how I might assist with new ideas and different thought processes.
Dennis Lowney is the newest member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott, and thanks for the service you do with WKAR.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.